What's up, bitches? Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, joined alongside our co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And y'all, today we're doing something different. We're bringing it back to the car recordings from the earlier fucking episodes, if you guys remember. But not on the phone, on the mic, to be exact. And we're recording in the car on my laptop in front of the laundromat as we do our clothes. So a little something different. And it's 12:12 right now, y'all. 12:12 right now. Make a wish. Ooh, sorry, y'all. But today is Sunday. Today, when you guys are listening, is the day after April Fools. Y'all, we're in April now. 420 is fucking coming. So I hope you guys are safe for that one. Take a hit for me. Take a hit for our co-host right here. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I forgot to introduce you. My bad. But, yeah, you guys. So when you guys hear this, you guys have already got fooled. Comment down below if you guys got any good pranks in or if you were the one that got pranked. So, yeah, in this episode, you guys aren't going to hear our little fur babies running around to peace out on y'all. But they're here in spirit. They're not that far from us right now. And, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and this is going to be an episode, you know. It's going to be a crazy episode. Let's reminisce. Let's do whatever. Let's have our weekend update. Do you have anything in your week?
During the week, not necessarily that I can think of right now.
Vegas got some colder days lately. Like, not colder, but because it's been straight cold. But now we're, like, getting warm days now. Like, it's starting to get hot, y'all. So, if you're going to work in the summer, just be careful. Be careful.
Literally.
And, okay, so our weekend, y'all. You guys already know we celebrated our anniversary. It was actually yesterday. On Saturday, and we are pooped. We're fucking pooped. Do you want to tell them where we went?
We went to the playground at the Luxor.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun, you guys. If you guys get a chance and you're in Vegas, I would definitely go.
And go dressed accordingly, y'all, because you're going to be running, jumping, playing. Like, it's so fun. So if you guys go, what I did, I went in shorts. Bring your fucking hair ties, ladies, for sure. Everybody, just bring a hair tie. And, yeah, I wore shorts and stuff. We went comfortably. All right, so let's just talk about a few things that were there real quick. We went in a bouncy house maze. That was my favorite fucking part.
We did the human target where you had to jump with a Velcro suit. Yeah.
That was fucking... I was so excited for that. And then when we did it, I was like, I fucking hate this.
My favorite one was probably the table. The table with the ball.
Oh, okay. Maze. Yeah, it was like you toss a ball in a maze and you guys have to work together to get it in. And we did it. We got the...
500.
We got a high score.
550 was our score, but we got the 12th highest of the day.
Yeah, so it was pretty fun. And then there was a lot of other mini games. There was a bar in there. There was, like, obviously you could get food, but, you know, yeah. We got a good amount of prizes, good little knickknacks as our souvenirs and stuff.
Thankfully, people there realized, like, I don't know if they realized or they just felt the vibes, but they were giving us pretty much like a lot of free stuff, thankfully. Oh my
god, yeah, we were in line and some lady came up to us and gave us a free drink vouchers and she's like, you guys better pass that along and pretty much you get free drinks unlimited while you're there, and we definitely put that to use after that first bouncy house round. Oh my god, I was thirsty. So yeah, we got some free drinks on this lady then. You were saying we should have kept it, and I know we should have. Like, I would want to, too, because it had no date or nothing, y'all. Like, anytime we go, we had unlimited drinks, but I was like, she said to pass it on, so we're going to do in honor of the lady that gave it to us. So that was first, and then the second one, we were, like, two out, two, I don't know.
Like, an hour and 30 in.
Yeah, and some girl came up to us and pretty much gave us two cards that they were there for not that long. They said, they're like, yeah, we're already done. I'm like, bro, like, what? This is so fun. What are and you doing?
If you guys do come, I believe it's based on hours if you get the unlimited one, which is what we got, and it was 3 hours. And that is more than enough time to be playing.
Yeah, like the time, I don't know, time was crazy because we felt like we were there for longer than 3 hours, but we still had like an hour and something on our shit. Like
1:40.
But we tapped out. I was like, I'm pooped. We need to go take our dogs out, and I'm starting to get a little hungry. And then we went to go fuck up some motherfucking seafood boil. That shit was bomb as fuck. I hadn't ate all day. I don't know why. Yesterday I was just not really hungry. But before we went to the thing, just stop it right now. Before we went to the thing, I was hungry. I was like, oh, I'm going to make chilaquiles, some pancakes. And then I lost my appetite. But that seafood boil definitely hit, y'all. I was like, it was some bomb ass fucking food. So, do you have anything else from our weekend?
I think that's it.
Hopefully today we can get our patio done. Right now, like I said, we're at the laundromat. We're just pooped. We're fucking pooped, y'all. It's too much. Like, ugh. It was so fun. It was so freaking fun. I definitely recommend y'all to go there. 10 out of 10? Or for you, 5 out of 5?
Yeah, probably a 5. It was fun. I did enjoy it. It wasn't that packed.
Yeah.
The lines moved pretty quickly. Like, the games moved pretty quick. So, you didn't wait there too long. And I believe most games were, like, for at least 4 players.
Yeah.
So, it would be a good...
There was some, like, that had more, though.
Yeah, it would be somewhere cool to take, like, couples. Like, ooh, you and your couple friends.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. 2v2 couple competition.
Yeah,
I have my homegirl already ready. It's fucking funny because when I posted, everybody's like, oh my god, where you at? I'm like, bro, like, this shit went viral not that long ago, like,
right?
So I already have a friend that's down to go. So yeah, I was like, bitch, let me know, because I'm definitely down to go in the group. Like, that sounds so fucking crazy.
It does.
Just me and you, and we had a fucking blast. So I can't imagine, like, even more people to, like, get competitive with and stuff.
Start talking shit, too.
Mm-hmm. That's why she cheating on you, bitch. You don't even fucking know it.
Okay.
And then I'm like, nah, bro, I was just fucking with you just so I could win. But, yeah, you guys, so that was our little weekend update. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
Last weekend, we went to a Korean and Filipino store, I think it was, or Chinese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was so much similar snacks, ours and theirs. Like, it was literally, like, every Hispanic snack, they had their version of it. It was so cool to see that. I definitely want to go there again. When we just went to window shop, but I definitely want to go with some money in there and grab a couple stuff, taste some things, the food. But, yeah, so... comment down below, you guys. What'd you guys do on your weekend? All right, you guys. So, let's just go ahead and get this started. All right. So, I had seen this video. And it was a video of, like, this guy and his girlfriend. And there was another guy sitting outside the pool. But this guy and his girlfriend were, like, on this floaty bed. And the guy was on top of the girl. And he was, like, holding on to like, the edge of the pool so they don't float away, like, in the pool. And it was like this, like a, on top of a casino.
Oh, an infinity pool.
Yeah, it was an infinity pool, I guess. And the edge was glass.
Right.
So, like, he's holding on to the end of the pool, make sure him and his girlfriend don't float away or whatever. And then all of a sudden in the video, it looks like out of nowhere, there's just big ass waves in the pool. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, I didn't understand how that was happening. And so the water starts, like, going whoosh, whoosh, and it just starts pouring over the thing. The girlfriend instantly fucking hops off and jumps out the water. The boyfriend's still in the fucking water, and he does get out. Everybody does get out safely from what it looks like in the video, but it was, like, that same floaty that they were on fucking floated off the roof. And I didn't know what that was. I was like, huh, okay, keep scrolling. And then you said it was because there was an earthquake.
Yeah, I believe it was a 7.7 earthquake in Taiwan, and they were able to feel it, like, everywhere surrounding Taiwan. Like, there was buildings collapsing, like, miles away from there. Just with the aftershock? Yeah, just because of the little shock that they had. Like, it literally tore down buildings. There was a video of a guy who was cleaning windows, like, on the high-rises. And he was literally just, like, gripping onto the only part where there was, like, a little bit of a concrete slab running down. He was just gripping on and just, like, wouldn't let go.
Wow. And what, like, it happened, like, just... Obviously, earthquakes happen, you know, Mother Nature. But, like, did, like, this was predicted to happen, or it just fucking happened out of nowhere?
This one is actually weird because there's a video, and I'm not sure if it's real or not because it's only seen it on TikTok. But there's a video where these people are showing that, like, off the beach coast of Taiwan, there's could be seen, like, a foot, like a big-ass foot in the water. So it's like... A lot of people are saying, well, what happens if it was, like, God's foot stomping down and just saying, like, y'all need to chill or something, you know? Like, there's so many things that it could be, but I think it's just insane because, like, it never put into my mentality the perspective of, like, if an earthquake happens, like, the people on the sky rises or the people, like, on the cranes, like, those people have a difficult-ass job in that situation, you know? And then... With the pool thing, there was, like, videos of, like, all the water coming off of the side of the pool. And it's, like, in my way of thinking, I was, like, okay, well, that doesn't seem like that's a lot of water that's going to hit the floor, like, all at the same time. So it shouldn't do much. But, like, there's videos literally showing how there's so much water pouring off of these skyscrapers that, like, the people on the floor that are running away into the streets, like, trying to get away from the buildings and shit falling down, like, they get swept from the water underneath them and stuff.
Prayers to them, because that sounds insane. That's why when I seen that video, I was like, I didn't even think that was, like, something relevant. Like, not relevant, like, recent. I didn't know it was something recent. So when I seen that, I was just like, oh, that's crazy. Keep scrolling. But when you told me about that, I'm like, wait, is that video I seen? And I had no idea that there was, like, an earthquake. So definitely prayers out to them.
Sending prayers to y'all.
No, really, because... Like, Mother Nature, when she does her shit, is the scariest shit, because we really are all helpless at that point. But we can all build up together, though. So help each other through your community and stuff. Check on your family in case you had people out there and you didn't know about this, just like I did. All right, you guys, if you're new here and if you've been true here, this is our dream segment, a segment where we talk about the dreams that we have late at night when we're asleep. And we have a Google form down below in the bio if you guys would also like to share a dream with us for the podcast, so we can give it out here anonymously and talk about it. So did you have a dream last night?
Honestly,
the
only dream that I've had recently was just, like, it was weird because it was like an optical illusion in a way. It was like me getting stuffed into, like, a little box, but being grown, like, full size. And then the box was literally, like, probably, like, up to my sneakers. Mm-hmm. So, like, a sneaker box. And I just felt like somebody just compressing me into that box, putting the lid on, and then the bottom of the box just, like, opening up, and then me falling into another, like, something small again. I don't know what it was, but it felt, like, claustrophobic-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the last one I just remember was, like, you know how when, I don't know if you guys ever did it, but when you jump in a bouncy house, how, like, if you get to the edge and they disinflate it, how everything goes on top? It felt like that. And I just remember waking up to, like, everything feeling, like, super tight around me. And I think it was because I woke up that morning and Storm was on top of my chest. But she was, like, purring on top of my chest. Yeah, that was the only dream that I've had recently.
I have not had a dream, y'all. I have not had a dream, but let's go ahead and roll some clips for some dreams that people have gave us out here in Vegas, though.
One dream that you've had while you were asleep that has stuck with you the longest.
I had a dream once that I was in this really giant, like, party rave type of thing with a bunch of old school Nickelodeon cartoons, like the 90s, you know, Cat Dog and all that. Rocco's Modern Life, like, era of cartoon. I don't know. We were just having this big dance party, and I was just partying with Nickelodeon cartoons. I had that dream when I was, like, 10 years old, and it stuck with me.
This is a bonus question if you're down. We have a dream segment, and we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep. So I don't know if you can recall a dream that you've had before and you're willing to share with us for our dream segment.
One time, me and my friend right over there, we're like best friends, and like two nights ago I had a dream that we were skydiving and the parachutes didn't open up.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hey, friends to the end, for real, shit. You go, I go, bitch. All right, thank you.
All right, guys, shout out to those people who gave us those dreams for our dream segment. And like we said, anonymous, so shout out to them. All right, for the girl, she gave us a dream and she was with her friend skydiving and their parachutes didn't pull out. Do you think there's like a hidden thing with her and her friendship, or maybe like she is planning to go with her friend and it's a red flag? Like, what do you think?
That's your friend to the end. That's what that message was.
Probably. Hopefully y'all don't go skydiving. I hope y'all bitches don't test that shit. Please don't test that shit. Speaking of, the new, what's it called? The new Final Destination trailer came out. Did you see that or no?
No.
We'll talk about that right now. And our second dream, this fool said, okay, he said he was at a rave with Nickelodeon characters and shit. I'm not gonna lie, I thought this was recent and like he had done a trip and that's what it led to. This fool said when he was a kid. 10. Motherfucker, how did you know about raves and shit at 10 years old?
Honestly, he seemed a lot older, so it was like, I don't even think raves were that big back then.
Mm-mm, they really barely started popping off, but it sounds fun.
He was at a kickback.
It sounds fun, so.
Who would you link with?
At the rave, like, from Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
All I can think about from Nickelodeon is SpongeBob. I don't know. I can't really think of.
Well, it seems like he just meant, like, 90s, like, cartoons. In general. Because Cat and Dog wasn't Nickelodeon.
Ooh, Powerpuff Girl rave.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know who else I would do it. But I really thought that was recent. And the fact when he said 10, I was like, what the fuck? But that definitely sounds fucking cool. So y'all should do that. And yeah, and that was our dream segment, you guys. So comment down below what you guys think about these dreams, what they could possibly mean. Or go in that Google form and share one with us. Let's go back to that Final Destination. Yeah, Final Destination. You've seen the movies though, right? Have you seen them? They're making 5 or 6 now, I think it is. And just with the trailer, like, there's so many ways somebody could have died, but it was like a butterfly effect. So with just the trailer alone, like, that's gonna go crazy. It's already intense. So
the only one I seen was the tattoo one where he's in the tattoo parlor.
No, and this one, they're like having a barbecue and all these little things lead up. Somebody cuts their foot, another person hits their head or some shit, and then it ends with a viejito on the floor and a lawnmower on his head at the end. And that's why I was like, oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, work type shit.
Why would you say that? But I'm definitely like, I would love, obviously, to go see it. I grew up watching these movies. The only reason why I've never gotten LASIK. But I just know that my anxiety is going to go 0 to 100 real quick after watching that fucking movie and just being scared to probably... Y'all, like, movies were really having fucked up. I don't give a fuck. Oh, it's just a movie. Oh, it's just a show. Bitch, I was scared for like 2 weeks to shit on the toilet because I thought a piranha was going to come out the motherfucking toilet like the movie Piranhas. So, fuck you. It's gonna be real in my head until it's not no more. But then again, like, I really feel because they know that they fucked with all our heads doing it with most common shit, that in this movie they're really gonna make it do like, watch out with your hair straightener, watch out with this, like the shit that you use on the daily. I feel like they're gonna use to fuck with us even harder,
right?
But I'm really excited for that movie. I don't know when it comes out though. But are you guys going to go watch it? Let me know what you guys think. And what do you guys think about the last ones? Any predictions for this movie? Apparently, they're going after the bloodline of everybody who dodged death before. So, that's a little fucked. But, you know, interested in seeing that. So, yeah. Do you want to just go ahead and say our little message to then wrap it up with Vegas? Do you have anything to say or anything like that?
I'll let you go first.
Yeah, you guys. So episode 100, and this is it. I'm not sure for now or if this is going to come back, but there is definitely just still a lot of shit. I literally had somebody die yesterday. Like, that's crazy. Now on our anniversary, like, I'm just going to remember that person. So it hasn't really hit. Oh, my God, a ladybug just landed on here. Oh, my God, is this my dead deal? I think that's him trying to give us a sign, y'all. Oh, my God, I'm going to try to give me 1 second. I'm going to try to catch it. Yeah, no, I didn't catch him. He was fast as fuck, boy. Damn, that I didn't think fucking fly fast. I didn't realize it until he fucking dipped. But like I said, I started this podcast to be here with everybody, to give somebody a space to learn about their bodies, to talk about the shit that goes on in our heads that we have no control of, the dreams, to let people be free of their secrets on Vegas, to have you guys come in here. And if you have you guys have a shitty day, come sit here and fuck around with me. But I just need to sit down, and I was going to say fuck around with myself, but I just need to sit down and just breathe for a moment and just take in everything that has happened and that is happening, and just process shit, because I'm not processing shit lately. I'm not, like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm not depressed, but I'm just not here. Like, I'm losing my way, and I need to not. I really need to not, because it took me long to get to this point. So I need to give my head a break. Like I said, I don't know if we'll be back or not, but for right now, I'm going to leave y'all with episode 100. And if you guys want us back, like, just show some love, and I don't know, we'll see what happens. But I appreciate the love that we've got. I appreciate the guests that we've got. I appreciate all the words, going through all the changes with you guys. Like, this shit has been only for a year. Well, not a year. No, but it's been for 100 episodes, and that's a lot of time. That's a lot of people, a lot of interactions, and a lot of good memories. So I appreciate you guys being here for it, and the people who came along the way. You guys will always have a place here with me, and if you guys ever need me, I'm still fucking here, y'all. Like, you're like, yo, what's up, bitch? I used to listen to your podcast, but what the fuck you doing? I don't know. You know, just say something. I'm just bambling, but that's pretty much all I gotta say. So, yep, I'm gonna be in my head, y'all.
For me, thank you guys for joining her on her adventure. And turn on a notification just in case she ever does come back. You guys are the first ones to see it all come back.
Ring a ding ding.
Thank you guys for letting me be part of it and listening to us every week or whenever you guys get the opportunity to. And for commenting and liking, and everybody that has dropped their dreams or anything on the comments, thank you guys for doing so. You know, I appreciate each and every single one of you guys.
And with that being said, y'all, let's go ahead and just go into our final segment, What Happens in Vegas. Let's roll those motherfucking clips.
I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. Cause me my
All right, so first question is, you guys are going to know the podcast or each other's answers, so it's just me, you, and the listeners. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you before you guys even met, for example.
One time we were setting up Christmas lights together, and I completely, like, I wrapped the lights around my body and I fell, and he didn't know.
You were trying to be hot, huh?
No, I was trying to be helpful because they kept getting tangled, but then I fell because the grass was a little bit wet, and I had, like, green stuff all over my pants. He was like, what happened? And I was like, oh, nothing.
He's like, I don't need your help. All right, thank you. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
I can't really think of, like, a good secret. I'm a pretty open book. Sometimes when I feel like I'm going to throw up, I say that I'm just tired and I need to go home. Because I have stomach issues, so I'll be like, yeah, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I should probably go home.
I'm gonna go blow that bitch up, actually. Yeah. All right.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that has happened to you, whether it was before you met her or while you guys were together, but that she doesn't know about?
I once partied so hard at my boy's bachelor party, I actually just woke up at the hospital with no pants.
Damn, that was a good ass party, I ain't gonna lie. Fuck. What about one secret you haven't told her just yet, whether it was before you guys got together or while you guys were together?
Secrets. Well, we try to be honest, so that one's a little hard. So I once pretty much just like I just dropped out of school and just like ran away to live in like North Dakota. And then I just came back and I didn't tell anybody. That was just like a little journey I went through with myself that I never told anybody about.
You want to go find yourself or something out there?
Yeah, I just took a semester off to just like go somewhere random, and I ended up in North Dakota.
All right, you guys. Like I said, shout out to those couples who gave us these replies. The girlfriend, she said, I wrote this down. Sorry, y'all, my memory is not it. Her embarrassing moment was that he quoted the Deadpool and Wolverine movie in the middle of normies, whatever the fuck normies is, and she was embarrassed by it. Miss Girl, y'all in theater, like, really? That was embarrassing for you? Y'all should be used to that shit. That's why he's going to be an actor when he grows up. Her secret was that she's scared to tell him how much she loves him because she doesn't want to find out that he doesn't love her just as much.
Damn.
Girl, the trauma is definitely showing, and I hope you heal through that. And hopefully he does love you just as much. And if he don't, bitch, find you another man that will do the same.
Honestly, with his answers, I feel like they love each other enough. They didn't really have secrets.
That's why I'm like, she just needs to go through some things and figure that out, because that sounds like more inner, obviously. So hopefully for her, she does. And the boyfriend.
His embarrassing moment was that he partied too hard during his boy's bachelor's and ended up in the hospital with no pants.
Well, yeah, honey, you're gonna get crazy. But to end up in a hospital, no pants, like, what if you got Cardi B'd? Like, and you don't even know. You don't know.
I don't even know what that means, so I don't know.
Because Cardi would get them fucked up when she was a stripper and, like, rob them. Yeah. But, you know, that was her old times. Still not right, though.
His secret is that he ran away to North Dakota.
He didn't run away. He was, like, done with school or something, he had said.
No, he basically dropped out of school and ran away, like, didn't tell nobody, ran away to North Dakota, found himself in a way, and then came back.
Really went on a side quest to become his true self, y'all.
You guys, I ain't gonna lie, just seen, like, probably an 8-year-old try to go into the cantina right now.
Oh my God, is that why she's yelling at them?
Yeah.
Y'all, this woman is furious with these kids. These kids, that's why I was like, where is your mother? These kids are literally out here just causing trouble. But not in the cantina. Somebody come get their children. Yeah, he really went on a side quest to find himself. Good for him.
And good, that's what we're doing.
Period. I'm not going to North Dakota, though, y'all. But yeah, so shout out to our couples from What Happens in Vegas. All right, you guys, let's wrap it up here. Do you want to say something else again before we peace out?
Thanks to all the couples that talked to us. And if you guys found us, surprise. If you guys didn't, thank God,
I guess. We're still going to be looking for y'all, though.
Everybody, just tune in just in case we ever come back, you know?
All right, you guys. I still love all of you. I appreciate all of you. If you ever even just listen to one episode, if this is your first episode you're listening to, if you ever gave us a like, oh, you guys are such a blessing and you guys mean the world. I literally, every single time I just seen one number, I was like, I love you. That one person, I love you. And for the people that entered in the Google form, you guys are amazing. I appreciate you guys for opening up with us. If you guys learned something in Uncontrolled Woman, like, I hope you guys really took that in and we helped somebody out that was in need of some advice or, you know, at the end of the day, it's still just go ask your healthcare provider. Down to the dreams are my favorite. The dreams are what I was living for in this whole thing. That's the dreams was one of the first segments that I've always had in mind alongside the women. So those hold a little special place in my heart. And Vegas got an anxious bitch and that doesn't go up to people like that. And, you know, I guess I do, but I don't. But, you know, I put my people skills in. I got people to talk to us. We got people to talk to us and open up to us and trust us and believe us when we said that we would keep their identity safe and stuff. And we did. Sorry, guys. Again, we're doing laundry. And we did. So it was fun. I just hopefully I come back better for y'all when you guys see me. I will still try to be a little active on our social media, you know, still see if you guys are there and try to talk to y'all and like interact with y'all. So hopefully you guys still see me. And yeah, now time to go ahead and just deal with everything. So I love you guys. And right now it's 11:11, y'all. So make that motherfucking wish. Peace out, bitches. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa de papel.